welcome to this week's edition of Podcast Insider. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. Avoiding helicopters, but otherwise, all's well here.
Well, that's good. And no helicopters here, although we're expecting thunderstorms this afternoon. So good we're doing it this morning when we're doing the show. But everyone that's joining us live, thanks for being here. But today we got a good lineup of news. We got some best practice, kind of an unusual best practice. We got some blueberry news. No interview, I don't think, this week, do we? Do we have an interview this week, Mike?
No, mine fell through. And
I've got one in the next week, so that's okay. So what you hear today on the live show, or those of you listening, I guess you don't matter. There'll be no interviewing, but we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So Adam Curry has risen again, and he is now... That sounds kind of weird. He is the Podfather has come alive and said that, hey, it's time for podcasting 2.0.
Yeah, he's renewed his credentials, is what he was saying on another show. And a lot of you that are new to podcasting may not even have heard of Adam, but he pretty much invented podcasting, or at least in its current form, with Dave Weiner and all that. And so he's, I guess it's called, he calls it Podcasting 2.0, but it's a open podcast index directory sort of thing. Kind of, for those of you that don't know the backstory, there is Apple added podcasting back in 2005, and Adam had a hand in populating that first directory. And now most apps that do podcasting that are not Apple use Apple's database. They use a thing called an API. And Adam, I guess, was a little concerned that things are getting to the point where Apple may be manipulating that a little bit. And, they have an open platform and all that good stuff. So, Apple's not going to, I don't think, pull that for anytime soon, but he wanted kind of a backup to that and a completely open platform. And did I get that right? That sounds about what I heard out of it.
Yeah, and I think what it really is I refer to it as an insurance policy.
Yeah,
just like we have the Blueberry directory, we have our own API where app developers could pull and populate their apps from our directory. Adam is basically just, creating this new index that is, he hopes to have 100% fill across the world of every show and have that available. So come the day, potentially, which I don't think is going to happen, or maybe Apple closes their API, then podcasting moves on when it has at least two sources. Blueberry has a directory source because we're a commercial company, and Adam is starting, they've started a company too, but he's part of their charter is that the index will always be open, won't be closed, people can submit to it, access listings from it. So we'll see what happens there with that. And we're going to have Adam, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but Adam's going to be joining Mike and I on International Podcast Day to talk about this particular initiative that he's calling Podcasting 2.0 and preserving podcasting. So it's going to be interesting. And we're going to talk a little bit of history as well, because I think the context of the history, because most, I think it happens, Mike, is a lot of people are saying, what? Why? Why would he do this? I don't understand. Even a few people on our team were questioning and really didn't understand the purpose. And I think the context really is the history going back all the way back to 2004. And it feels a little bit like 2004, 2005 with what he's doing, but there is I think it's good reason for it.
Sure, sure. And if you think about how the web works now, if you get a domain name, there's a thing out there called DNS. And DNS isn't owned by any one entity. It's a kind of a standard. There's a lot of companies that have DNSs, but
we do.
And that's the thing. We have one, Google has one, there's a bunch of them out there. Yeah. But DNS is pretty open. or it is open. You know, yeah, if you register a domain name, it goes into DNS and then propagates out to all the other DNSs out there. And that's how when you type in blueberry.com, you end up on blueberry.com and not some other site. And that's wide open. That's kind of what he wants to do with podcasting.
Yeah. The registers are responsible for collecting the DNS information so that when you have your domain name registered at GoDaddy or wherever it may be, and you put in your information, that DNS data then gets propagated out. And this is kind of the same thing he's looking. It's a good analogy, but the main thing is it's going to be open. So we're excited to see what happens there. But even it's kind of interesting. Joe Rogan has moved to Texas.
Yeah.
And his first episode of his show featured Adam. And I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm hearing maybe there was, at least on maybe on Joe's side, maybe just a little bit too much partaking of the herbal weed.
Yeah, could be. You know, I listened to probably the first 45 minutes or so far. You know, it's kind of when I get time to listen, but, you know, it's a. Joe just seems to interrupt and go off on tangents and stuff, but that's kind of what he does anyway. So, you know, it's interesting. So don't expect a whole lot of information out of Adam on that, but it is cool. And looking at the video of it, his studio is really slick looking. So they did a good job.
Well, we will have Adam on again on September 30th, International Podcast Day. That information is at internationalpodcastday.com. So the Podcast Academy September Social is on the 17th of this month at 5 p.m. And you can go over to pod.events. I wonder who registered that domain, pod.events. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's Cridland, James Cridland from Pod News.
Oh, interesting. So that's a pretty good... pretty good domain name. I was just actually bringing it up. So actually pod.events.com, it's basically all the events that are going on in podcasting. You can look at that, but the Podcast Academy, which Mike and I are both members of, has our September social again on the 17th at 5 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have the link up in the show notes.
Right. And also there was a little note there that the price may be going up soon for joining the Podcast Academy. Currently it's $50, and they didn't put a hard date on it, but it's going up
to $100.
So yeah, I believe so.
And if your podcasts are listening to this, you know, I fully endorse the Podcast Academy and their goals over there. And I think this is a good way for us to have an organization that is recognizing podcasters, providing education. I think it's a good time to join the Academy. If you haven't already and you're a podcaster, you should go over to thepodcastacademy.com and submit your membership application. It's real simple now. They've lightened up all the hurdles you needed to. And if you need to put a name in there as a reference, you put Mike or I's name in as a reference. We're happy to do that for you. But anyway, thepodcastacademy.com. But one of the big events we normally go to in April, Mike, has been moved.
Yeah, it's going to be in October. The NAB show for 2021 has already been rescheduled for October of 2021.
That's amazing. They did pull the trigger and move it.
Yeah, I just clicked the link on the press release, and it looks like they took that down. So there may be a new press release. I'll make sure we have the right link in the show notes.
Yeah, so the NAB show is really a show that we've participated in for a number of years. Matter of fact, our booth is already paid for next year.
Yeah.
So October 21 is the new date. I think it was probably smart. They probably thought maybe by April this thing isn't really going to be completely cleared up, but maybe things by October 21 will be back to normal. You know, so this thing's going on forever, and that's a big show to move. You know, but I wonder if Las Vegas, I'm sure there's been so many shows canceled that probably had the ability to move that, but with no problem.
Right. Yeah. I kind of wonder, you know, how Las Vegas is doing, you know, with all these shows being moved or canceled or changed and all that. So hopefully they're doing all right. Now they were scheduled at the convention center there to open a new hall. And right. For 2021, we were supposed to be in the new hall. So I wonder if that's still going.
I'm sure the construction's been affected somewhat. I don't know. But I tell you this, you know, I going to Vegas so much for shows, I'm on every mailing list possible from every casino, every hotel I've ever stayed at. And it's not goes a day by that I don't get a an email saying, hey, come on down. We got cheap rooms for you. And I'm like, yeah, how about free rooms? And I'll just eat at your restaurant. Let's do it that way.
Right.
So that would be a dream come true, but it's never happened in Vegas. Oh, right. Former President Bill Clinton is starting a podcast. You know, Bill's kind of looking a little old in some stuff I've seen him recently. So is there going to be a podcast about his past, or what do you think Bill's going to be talking about?
Well, I don't even know what it's going to be called here, but it's going to be starting next year, early next year. And he's going to be on iHeartMedia. I don't think it's exclusive, but I think that's who's sponsoring it or who he's made the deal with. But should be interesting. Show will be built on his gift for storytelling and ability to explain complex issues. I'm just reading this. But I don't know what it's even going to be called. Oh, wait, here we go. It's going to be called Why Am I Telling You This?
Oh, interesting. I think old presidents... retired presidents should just retire.
Yeah, well, you never know, you know. It's,
yeah.
Be interesting to hear, you know, some of the stories, I'm sure.
Well, if he tells real juicy stories, it'd be good.
Of course.
You know, come on, tell us the stuff that we never hear. That would be a podcast I would subscribe to.
Yeah.
So IndiePodCon is this weekend. I'll be speaking on Saturday at 6:25. Yes, 6:25 p.m. Eastern. For about 20 minutes I'm going to be talking about private podcasting. I'm going to be introducing that as a new topic of things that we talk about here at Blueberry. Of course, we've got our private internal podcasting product, but it won't be a pitch. It's just going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of private internal podcasting and things to consider if you're going to do one. So indiepodcasters.com, and you'll find the link to the conference, Indie Podcast Conference 6, up in the top right-hand corner. Definitely check it out, and we.
That's the event formerly called what was that? Mid Atlantic.
Yeah, it was originally Mid Atlantic, and Joe Pardo over there has rebranded it last year. Yeah. So two days of full content, starting in the morning of the 12th, going through all day Sunday of the 13th. So definitely, if you want to get some podcasting education, there's a whole series of content topics, and get a ticket over there. It's very inexpensive to attend. Definitely check it out. So something going on in Google Podcast?
Yeah, Google, and I think this is a neat idea. Google on their connected devices, you know, their smart speakers, has had this thing where it was sort of a playlist where you signed up for this and it picked out just individual news stories from podcasts that they think at that moment that you'd be interested in. And then they curate that into a little playlist of stories. Well, they're podcast making that news. Available. Hmm?
Is it podcast news or just podcast clips of podcast?
Well, it's clips of podcasts. It's regular news.
Okay. Gotcha.
And what's cool about it is now they're bringing it to the Google Podcasts app. It's in the Android version. I haven't been able to listen or to use it on the Apple version yet, but on the Android version of Google Podcasts, if you go to Explore, you'll see your news update as a thing you can subscribe to. And that's just a curated list of individual stories from all over the place. There's, you know, like this morning, I got one from Fox and ABC and CBS and CNN and, you know, a bunch of different audio stories. And, you know, and it was pretty good. I mean, you know, some of it was general interest stuff, but, you know, things that I'd be interested in, like one of the stories today was Jay Leno was bringing back the old game show, You Bet Your Life, the one that Groucho Marx did. I didn't know anything about that, and it's interesting.
So this next topic is going to be a little bit counter to stuff that we normally talk about here on best practices, but I will disclaim this. If you are a podcaster that has been producing your podcast less than a year or two, this advice, in my opinion, does not apply to you.
Right.
But maybe we can talk around that a little bit. So our best practices is it's okay to take a day off, supplant that with a Maybe.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, people build you into their lives. You know, that's why we're here, you know, every week, you know, Thursday, and we get an episode out because we know there are people out there that expect us to have a podcast for them on Friday morning.
That's right.
And so we put that out every week. But if sometime, you know, in the future it comes up and we, you know, Todd and I both say, nah, screw it, we want to go do something else, or we're busy with something else, or we're trying to travel or whatever, and we want to skip one, that may be okay.
So my point of it is Monday was a holiday. I normally do my show here in the United States. Monday was Labor Day. So I typically take off show days on holidays. One, because I have a new show and it doesn't there's not as much news. And two, because I've been doing the show now almost 16 years, I take a break on a periodic basis. But what I have found is if there are days where, let's say you are in a normal publishing schedule, you're not recording ahead. Or if you are recording your head and you're scheduled to record today and you get up and you are grumpy, you're tired, you're in a bad mood, you just are not the most pleasant person to be around. Now, I'm not saying that that happens to everybody, but I'm saying everyone has at least one of those days once in a while. And if it comes time to the point where you are approaching your show recording time and you're pissed off and grumpy, it's time to take a day off. Time to just take a day. Take another, just say, nope, I'm not doing it today. Take a deep breath, go have a glass of wine, have a beer, whatever you need to kind of regroup, get yourself in the right state of mind. Because if you go and record your show and you're grumpy, it's going to come through. Now, I get motivated to do my show by kind of, I know my schedule. I know when I'm going to do my show prep. I kind of get in a state of mind. It's kind of like getting ready for the game, right, Mike? You're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
You got your University of Michigan football hat or helmet behind you. So it's just like you're getting prepped. You're going to go, you've got season tickets. You're going to go to the game. You're going to, you know, you got a routine, right? Do a little tailgating and then the game's in. Yeah, you're having a great time. The same thing goes with podcasting. But there is, you can't do that very often. You have to prep yourself but it is okay to take a day off. And I tell my audience, if I missed a day or I'm going to take a day off, I tell them why. I apologize to them. Say, hey, listen, I got ready to do the show and I was not in the right state of mind. I was grumpy and I took the day off. I apologize. Thank you for letting me do that. But if you're a new podcaster, and again, and you're less than a year in and you're trying to build an audience, you know, try to record another day. Don't try to take any breaks. Do your best to stay on schedule. It's really, 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 really important. But again, if you're sick and got the flu, well, don't record the show.
Stuff happens. You know, nobody wants to listen to you bitch them out, basically, because you're in a bad mood, or, you know, hear you coughing and snorting, and or, you know, or it's going to be a bad editing job, one or the other. But, you know, if it's not the right day to do it, you know, bump it a day or take the week off, whatever, you know.
You know, when my I was supposed to do episode 200 on a specific day when I was, you know, 1,300 episodes ago. And that was the day my dad was killed in an automobile accident. Everyone was expecting episode 200 that day. And I came out with a short 3-minute thing saying, hey, not doing a podcast because I got to go bury my dad, blah, 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 blah. Because the audience was expecting that big show on that day. And they would have been like bamboozled because it was before Twitter and it was before other ways I could have gotten the word out social media wise. Today, we don't have to do that. We use social media. We can say why we didn't do a show and the audiences are generally open to it. But I guess that's our best practice. It's okay to take a day off. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But we do have a little bit of Blue Mary news. Mike, you got some stuff going on, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be doing the PowerPass webinar next Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern. There'll be a link to sign up. Just go through setting up a WordPress site for podcasting using our PowerPress plugin.
Awesome.
And it's a live thing, and I'll take questions and all that. It's kind of fun. The more people show up, it's more fun. So
even if you're a seasoned podcaster and you've been with us for a while, it's always good to come in and just go through one of those sessions with Mike, because maybe you'll have a, oh, that's cool, and didn't know moment. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff in the latest versions, you know. So if you haven't took a look in a while, come check it out.
So we are 19 days, or actually right today, we're 20 days away from International Podcast Day, which is celebrated on September 30th. Dave and the team over there will be starting the celebration for International Podcast Day on the 29th. And I believe it even rolls a little bit over into the first, maybe not. I think the 29th and 30th. And Blueberry is once again the platinum sponsor over there. And we've got two sessions planned. And this year we, you know, Mike and I and Mackenzie, we met and we discussed, and we've decided on two topics: powerful women in podcasting. And we have an absolute firecracker, exciting guest. One of the guests that's going to be on, her name's Candy O'Terry. She's out of Boston. She's going to join us about 15 minutes into that session, because she's got an event actually happening in Boston that day. So she's going to pop over and join about 15 minutes in. We're looking for one more woman to join Mackenzie and have a conversation. Now, what we're really looking for is high energy. We want to hear your success story, something unique, something that people can grab on. So if you're a lady listening to the show and you have a story and you think that you'd be a good fit for this hour of discussion about powerful women in podcasting and tell your story, very simple. Mackenzie@blueberry.com. Drop her an email. Give her a little, like, one paragraph of who, what, why, where. And we're looking for one additional guest to join us for that. And then Mike and I will be doing a second session. It's entitled Podcasting History and Podcast 2.0 with Adam Curry. So we talked about it at the beginning of the show. It should be an exciting hour. And we'll let him talk, Mike, not like Rogan.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And so we'll have Adam on. And if nothing else, if you just want to hear some of the original kind of backstory about podcasting, I think it's a good, it's always good to hear Adam, because nuggets come out. So I expect we'll spend probably about 30 minutes on history and 30 minutes on podcast 2.0 and give you a better insight into what Adam has going here with this podcast 2.0 plan. All right. Well, no interview this week. If you want to be interviewed for this show, it's real simple. Tell us your story of podcasting right here on Podcast Insider. You can email Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie@blueberry.com. We'll schedule to have you on the on and get a recording, and then professionally produced by our Blueberry Pro production team. And by the way, they're back.
Yes, they are back.
Last week, they used a new editing tool on the production of the show. So did you hear? I didn't listen to the final product. Did you, Mike? Did it sound more enhanced? Did we sound better than what we normally do?
Well, it sounded good. And I noticed a couple of new elements in there. So that was good. And she put some happy birthday music there, because I think last week we talked about Adam's birthday. So yeah, it was really good to finish recording and then hand it off to the team over there. And I didn't have to edit. So that's good.
So, you know, next week is an important week for Blueberry as well. We'll be talking more about it on next week's show, but Blueberry celebrates its 15th year in podcasting next week. And we'll have a blog post and a bunch of social media stuff and festivities for 15 years of podcasting. So you can look forward to that in next week's show. And who knows, we may even have something special in the podcast. I just thought about this, Mike, so I just added probably a whole level new burden of work for somebody. But anyway, we'll have something fun for you next week on our 15-year celebration of being in the podcasting business.
Nice. I think both of us, you're over 15, I'm over 15 in podcasting, and now the company. So awesome.
Yeah, so my podcast birthday, I believe, as near as I've been able to figure it out, I'll be 16 years in podcasting, somewhere around the first week of October, between the 4th and the 9th is about the time I got the itch back in 2004. So, So that's coming up. So, Mike, you got some stuff for support here. What's going on?
Yeah, so now for the geeky portion. I got a question today or this morning. Guy asked, he says, I'm getting an SSL mixed content warning from my browser. My site's HTTPS. What's wrong? And what's most likely wrong is he has some links or a photo or something that is linked with HTTP instead of HTTPS. And I know Google and Firefox and, most of the browsers now will warn you if something on that page is not HTTPS or SSL. Right. And, that's not necessarily a terrible thing, but if you're, if you've got a SSL certificate, you want to make sure all your links are HTTPS. And most things you link to nowadays will be. If you have like a photo on your site that you put on there before you implemented that HTTPS, that can, that old link could still be there with the HTTP and then cause that quote unquote warning. It's generally not a huge deal, but you want to make it so that, your visitors don't get that warning in their browser because they get worried about that stuff.
My website goes all the way back to 2003, and I think that some of the articles back in 2003, no one used HTTPS then. So I'm sure on some of my personal pages for my personal website, I'm sure I have some HTTP stuff back in some of those early posts and probably get that same warning.
Right. You can take care of that with WordPress anyway by installing the really simple SSL plugin, and that'll force everything to HTTPS. Now, if you are linking to something that is not HTTPS and you use that, it'll try to force it to HTTPS, and when someone clicks on it, it'll cause a warning. But, that's just part of the pain of transitioning to, everything being HTTPS. So just, don't worry too much about it, but, go ahead and, see if you can make sure that everything in there. And on that same note, it seems to me that some of the directories now are trying to they're trying to require that, at least the media URL, the MP3s, are HTTPS. But I think we talked about that last week. Anyway, enough of that geekery. Let's see, if you're hosting and publishing from blueberry.com directly, and that is one of the options. If you're not using a WordPress site and you're just directly putting it on blueberry.com and then using our feed, make sure you go into the podcast settings, and down in the Apple section, there's a place to put an email address. If you don't put an email address there, it comes to us when you're trying to claim your show or you add your show to a directory and they send you an email back saying that the show's added to the directory. We get that email, and we do our best to try to figure out where it came from and forward it to you, but you really should have your own email address in that setting.
And if you don't put something in there, in order to keep your feed valid, we have to put an email address in there.
Right.
So, that's something as you as a podcaster, and make sure that's an email address that you actually check. It's not one that goes into some, box that you set up for spam or something like that.
Right. But
you will get spam, sadly, from other podcast businesses trying to sell you on stuff. That happens, but
it's not a ton, though. That's been good.
It's a little bit, but or just make sure you have an email. But check that email. That's something you should check every day if you have a email account associated with your RSS feed, because lots of information comes through that.
Yeah. So, and one last thing, we talk about RSS all the time, but a lot of people, when they look at an RSS feed, they see just a bunch of code. Or if you're, say, on the Safari browser on Mac, it'll say, you have no RSS reader installed or something like that. So you never really get to see what's in there directly.
Do you really want to see what's in there directly?
Well, sometimes you do. And what's handy about it is, okay, when you first publish your episode, if you have a way of looking at that feed without, you know, without making your eyes go crazy, looking through a bunch of code, it's really good to know that you have your title right. You have the, you know, there's actually an attachment or an enclosure, and that it actually plays, you know, the normal stuff you should do after you publish an episode. So we have a trick that we use in support here to help people troubleshoot, or so we can just go look at stuff without having to think too hard. And that's using the Firefox browser, and it only works in Firefox. So, you know, if you don't like that browser, you know, use it for that only. But then you install an add-on called RSS Preview. Now, it's not RSS Space Preview, because that one's a different plugin. This one is RSS Preview, all run together. And I'll have a link directly to that add-on. So if you install Firefox, come over to our post, click that link, and you can install it right there. But when you install that, it automatically brings up a more human view of your feed. And what's really, you know, really handy is you can see the title of it. You can see the title of your podcast. So say something went sideways and your title changed and you don't know why. This will tell you what that exact title is. It'll tell you what your description is. Do what?
You're getting deep in the weeds. You're getting super geeky on people.
I'm sorry. But I'm telling you, when you see it, it is worth doing. You know, just to go look at it. I'll have a screenshot in the show notes. But this really helps when troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting.
Yeah, you know, so if something you think may be going wrong, you go check it.
And probably if you're set up and you've been publishing for a while, 99 out of 100 times, you're not going to run into a problem.
Oh, of course not.
But it's always good. I think this is probably a good tool to have in your backpack. I guess that's the best way to say it, is to add that plug-in or that add-on. They don't call it an add.
Yeah, it's an add-on. It's not called a plug-in.
That RSS preview. So basically, you can also, well, you can accomplish a couple other ways, but that's at least the easiest way, probably, I would think, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty nerdy, so I can look at the raw.
Yeah, me too, but.
raw RSS feed, but most people would not. They look at that and their eyes just kind of cross.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I said, I don't want to get too geeky, but man, this is a cool tool, you know, and it doesn't cost anything. That's the beauty of it. You know, just download the browser, put it on your computer. Don't use it for anything else.
And then Feed Validator is another place to check your feed too.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Castfeedvalidator.com.
Yeah, and we found a tool we forgot about in there, actually.
You know, that's kind of funny too, because, you know, we create all this cool stuff. And then actually we're in his chat room and someone says, well, you can look up a show, just use your own tool. I'm like, where's that?
But basically
they provided a link to it right off Cast Feed Validator. I was like, well, I'm stupid. I didn't realize that. Well, that should be on the homepage.
Yeah. Yeah. So what that is it's just interesting. If you want to know where a feed comes from, you type the name of the show in the box and you hit enter and it will tell you where that feed comes from.
It'll actually populate a whole, it'll show you a bunch of results.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you find, cause if there's always shows with similar names.
Sure.
So I thought it was pretty slick. I'm like, wow, I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
But it's on castfeedvalidator.com. Find show is what it says up in the header of the website.
I'll throw a link in the show notes in the support section there so you can see
it's
it.
It's you know, and I actually used it this morning on a call because we were talking with a client and we were talking about a show. And I said, well, let me go see where his feed is. And I looked it up and he was self-hosting his feed. I said, oh, that's good. And then I went and looked at some other metadata in there and provided the feedback to the customer. So I would have went and probably used a different tool to find it. I said, oh, we got this. Let me kind of show off here a little bit.
Yeah, well, we have one in our back end and our admin too that kind of does the same thing, but I don't think it's the same technology.
No, and we don't necessarily show that back end to anybody when we're on a conference call either. So this made it easy to show the thing on the back end. But anyway, we are done. We're out of content. So, Mike, any parting shots here before we bounce out?
No, but I don't think we're ever completely out of content, but we don't want to bore you. So,
So again, if you want to be on the Podcast Insider and want to tell your story, get a little exposure here. We do have people listen to the show, by the way. Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com with no E's, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y.com. Happy to get you scheduled. And I hope everyone's doing good with the podcasting. I hope you're not going too stir crazy with the continued situation in the world. Be safe. Take care of your family members and people that you know, and the elderly, of course. Mike, thanks for jumping on here with me today again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Everyone, thanks. We'll see you next time here on Podcast Insider. Everyone, take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.